I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives the disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his come. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. When he war shall come upon us, when the end of time is here, many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I will meet you. I will meet you. Just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. I will meet you in the morning just inside Eastern Gate. So be ready, faithful pilgrim. Last with you it be too late. I will meet you. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off the glory, linger near the Eastern Gate, for I'm coming in the morning. So side eastern gate over there. I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there.
Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watched and waited. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside eastern gate.
I will meet you.
I will meet you
just inside eastern gate over there.
I will meet you.
I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there.
Oh, the joy of that glad meeting with the saints before us wait. He'll be with us at the meeting just inside eastern gate.
I will meet you. I will meet you just inside eastern gate over there.
I will meet you.
I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. There's a road that's straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that have gone. If you're grateful for the victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings. Get on your knees and pray. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. In this world of grief and sorrow, filled with self and disagree, there remains a glorious fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple, we'll welcome on the door. But be sure to count your blessings before you ask for more. Thank God for every flower in each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward like the Master told us to. When he cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the seas. Thank God for every flying knee. Wherever you may be, thank God. And I got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's
done, and where he brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. When I look around and see all the good things God does for me, I know I'm not worthy of it all. For his pleasure he truly gives, I owe my life to him, 'cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh, please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And I got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
As I count my many blessings, Lord, name them one by one, I am amazed. I feel so undeserving of the love you bestow on me each day. My heart is overflowing with many things I wish I could express. Though my gratitude inside I can't describe, thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thanks for every time you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me and why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best. I can't forget the times that you've shown mercy when I knew I had done wrong. And I remember how you carried me when I just could not go on. And I recall how faithful you have been in my hour of distress. Though I can't fully convey my gratefulness, thank you says it best.
Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thank you every time that you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me and why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thanks for every time you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. Lord, I'll never understand just why you love me and why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Doing great things. He is doing great things. He is doing great things. Bless his holy name.
Amen to that. We can't praise him enough, you know. Sometimes you just feel like just lifting up Jesus, that's it. Over in Psalm 16. Let's start verse 1. Protect me, O God, for I have taken shelter in you. I say to the Lord, you are the Lord, my only source of well-being. And King James. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended to thee. And Germany, habe gesagt zu dem Herrn, du bist ja der Herr, ich weiß von keinem gut außer dir. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Lord. I just pray you continue to do with us as you see fit. Help us expound on this very thing here, Lord, where we're just praising you and thanking you for all the things you've done for us in life, Lord. We just want to stop, take time out, Lord, from time to time and just give you thanks for the many things you've done for us, more than we ever deserve or even imagine that you have all this goodness and this mercy flowing our way, Lord. We just can't say enough about you. We just can't praise you enough, Lord. We just say, pray you continue to take our lives, our thoughts, everything that we are and do, and use it for your honor, for your glory. That's really the only true way that we can say thank you, Lord. Do with us as you see fit, Lord. We just pray your gift and increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. There comes a time, you know, you just feel overcome with gratitude when you look around in a world that's falling apart. And here we are, just the two of us, just being grateful for how much the Lord when he has done for us. When you look over your life and you can't stop but help yourself to just continue to praise the Lord. From time to time we just overcome with gratitude, you know, and you can't really put it into words like we keep saying over and over again. If I could repay the many things that for what he did at Calvary, and really at the end of the day, you could only say, Lord, do it as you see fit, as a token of gratitude, you know, and come to the end of the day, like thank you and all that. It's just lip service, you know, but it's not until you're moved with gratitude for what the Lord has done for you, and you can truly say, you can say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits and everything that he's done for us, Lord, and you just overcome with gratitude from time to time, you know. Nothing you can do about it. It's just his goodness and his mercy that has showered on us, and we just want to return a little bit of that, you know, and we say, Lord, do it as you see fit. You want to wake us up in the morning, go for it. We want to do it as help us overcome this world and all these things, Lord. Just do it as you see fit, because we can't master this thing like it says in that song, Diese Lina does it so in the feeling. You're the only one that can tame this animal creature that we're in. And we give you thanks that you've worked on us for the last, ever since you saved us. You started working with us and to do all this goodness and mercy thing for us.
Mm-hmm. The song says, I have selige Stunde oft bei dir, O Herr. I have blessed hours many times with the Lord. And even in times when it was hard, we can still look back that God was still there. The Lord was still there. And that's why you can truly say, I've had blessed hours with the Lord. And when you sing that song like, bless the Lord, O my soul, you can really say that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And because I can identify with that, I can really truly say I've had many blessed hours with the Lord.
Yeah, my dad used to say, I was an exile, and I came home for a visit, and he came home to visit, and the first thing he said, you'd be able to say, he said it in German, du bist keine so, du bist der Herr, aber ich hab's nicht gut bei dir. In other words, you're the Lord, but I don't have it good. I don't have it good by you. But I can't really say. I don't know why he said that, because I tried to find it in the scripture. I couldn't find it, but I can't truly. I can truly say you're the Lord, but I have it good with you. You know, he's been good to us. You know, just look what he's done for us when you take inventory from time to time. We just take inventory of what good the Lord has been and what he's done for us. And man, living, you just overcome with a sense of gratitude, like it says here, like we were reading. I say to the Lord, you are the Lord, my only source of well-being. You know, everything flows through Jesus Christ. If people could only stop for a moment in time, what Jesus did for us at Calvary, and how everything is created because of Jesus Christ. We're here on this planet because of Jesus Christ. Everything that you see out there, it was created because of Jesus Christ. It was not created by Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ was not there in creation. But it was created with Jesus Christ in mind. Mm-hmm. God, that great eternal spirit, he created everything you see out there, everything that you can touch. It was created because of Jesus Christ. The translators, they didn't translate it right, the way it should be translated, but you got to go into the Greek and into the original to get the real meaning out of it. And when you're done, in the beginning was the Tao, because that what God was thinking about back then was that he wanted a son. He wanted the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he had to create an infrastructure for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had to create brothers and sisters for the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole thing out there that you see the environment, all the trees, all the birds, all the flowers, everything was created with Jesus Christ in mind. And here we had the privilege of getting to know him. He came down and he saved us, and then he led us with his Spirit, and he gave us all these goodness and mercy that he's bestowed upon us. And the reason is because at the end of the day, you know, we'll be grateful. You know, God does a lot of things for a lot of people, but they're not grateful. You know, they think God owes it to them, but he doesn't. He just, like I say, everything was created for Jesus Christ. We were created for Jesus Christ for that, and the eternal age will be able to enjoy it, because he'll be our elder brother right now. Like, ever since the crucifixion, he was our high priest. He was on that seat of mercy, on the mercy seat for 2,000 years, and now he's come down here, and he's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he'll be that King of Kings and Lord of Lords throughout the millennium, and right at the after the millennium, he just becomes our elder brother, and he'd be somebody that we always will look up to throughout the eternal age, because that's what God created this whole thing for, that we're surrounded with. Just because someday in the eternal age, we'll be able to get, God will finally have his family that he wanted in the first place. But see, all that, when he created this planet here, he created a laboratory to test us all, see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that eternal age and spend eternity with, because he doesn't want another Lucifer. He doesn't want another set of angels that's going to be in that eternal and rebel against him, because that's why we're going through this time of testing here, testing with such intensity from time to time. You know, you kind of wonder if you're going to make it. And there's many times you just got to pray your way out of things. Sometimes you just got to stay on your knees all night until you pray through, until you get the victory of it all. And that's what this laboratory is for, to test us and to see and to make sure that we make it through the jungle, and then so that we can spend the millennium with him and help him rejuvenate this planet back to where it was before the flood. And then once that is done, he handed the kingdom back to his heavenly Father, and then God becomes our all in all, and we go into that eternal age. That's what this whole life is about. And then when we look back and we see how good he's been to us, and how he helps us, and how he helps us overcome a lot of things and a lot of obstacles, that's what we're trying to express here today. Just be great. Just lift up Jesus. I can't stand it when somebody lifts up themselves, when they take the glory that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they take it for themselves, to build themselves an empire on the papers what the Lord has done, you know, taking the glory away from the Lord. And they're nothing but a piece of garbage, you know. The human meat, he ain't nothing. He's just, there's nothing there. You can dig and try and search all you want. There's nothing inside of a human being. Just like that song says, was bin ich, wenn es mich betrifft, ein Abgrund voller Sünden. If that's all we are, we're just a bottomless pit of everything that's not good. And was bin ich hier in deiner Macht, ein Mensch der Engel weihen, my friend. But with the Lord, when the grace of God is poured out on us, then it's a different picture. Mm-hmm. But you got to lift up the Lord. You got to recognize it's all about Jesus, not about us. There's nothing in us. How can it be about us when there's nothing in us? Mm-hmm. Like the prophet said, back in the day, there's nothing good in us.
That's right.
We've experienced that. Mm-hmm. You just let your human being, you just let this piece of guy, you just give it his way, and you end up in the gutter so far, you'll never get out of it. And we're just trying to express ourselves, who we really are and the natural, and then who we can be with the Lord, you know. It's all about Jesus, no matter how you look at it.
And you can really see when you will go out in nature, nature actually glorifies God, and he praises God and everything, because they're fulfilling their role, what they're created to do. When you go down to the river, water flows. When you watch it run, a waterfall, you can always remember that water falls and flows and runs because of Jesus. It because of Jesus, and everything exists because of Jesus. I was reading something in Habakkuk the other yesterday. He didn't know about what was all going on around. So he was living around the time of the Babylonians. So you would say around the king Nebuchadnezzar, around 600, because that's what he's referring everything to. And he goes, he didn't understand anything, what was going on. He says, "Why do you force me to witness injustice? Why do you put up with wrongdoing? Destruction and violence confront me. Conflict is present, and one must endure strife. For this reason, the law lacks power, and justice is never carried out. Indeed, the wicked intimidate the innocent. For this reason, justice is perverted." And he just couldn't stop complaining about everything because he didn't know what was going on. And then God give him the understanding of what he's doing, God tells him this one thing here, and he says to him, "Look, I am about to empower the Babylonians, that ruthless and greedy nation. They sweep across the surface of the earth, seizing dwelling places that do not belong to them. They are frightening and terrifying. They decide for themselves what is right. Their horses are faster than leopards and more alert than wolves in the desert. Their horses gallop. Their horses come a great distance like a vulture. They swoop down and quickly to devour the prey." And he was trying to. Habakkuk was doing his complaining, and God was trying to tell him something. There is a greater picture in it all. When things don't quite go your way, there is a greater picture that God is looking at. And by the time he was finished with everything and explaining to Habakkuk why things are the way they are, in the end, Habakkuk rejoices in the Lord. He says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom," like the fig tree, let's say the fig tree does not blossom. Well, you wouldn't have no figs, right, if there's no blossoms. "Neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut from the fold, and there shall be no herd and stalls." Then he goes, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singers on my stringed instruments." See, when we don't always see the big picture. When people go through their trials and they tend to complain and they don't understand what God's doing. But in it all, God is forming something and is doing something. And you can really see in the life of the Israelites how there are many things that they had to go through. And in the end, God's going to restore everything back that they lost. They're going to be back in their homeland. They're going to, he's going to write his laws on the tablets of their hearts, and it'll never leave them anymore, and they'll be at a good place. But through it all, they had to go through what they went through in order to come to that place. Like in many ways, we can say the same thing. We had to go through a lot in our lives. And in the end, God was molding and forming us in the way for us to be able to come to that place where we can rejoice in Him and glorify God.
Amen to that. It's a lot easier when you realize that this here planet is and has always been a laboratory to test us.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you see that, you go out, they start your day with with that in mind, oh, you're going to be tested throughout the day. The devil, he'll throw everything he can at you to try to discourage you, to try to intimidate you. But once you got your roots down, I'm just here to see if I'll be found worthy to go into that millennial reign. And then there's another thing that you have to really realize, that you have been given free will. You've been given a choice. And that's why mankind is the way they are, because God has given them a free choice, so they can go out and do whatever your heart desires, because you've been given that free choice. If you want to go out and kill people and do drugs and dope and all that, remember, God's going to hold you one day accountable, like mm-hmm. Solomon said. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, and thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that thou, for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. That's that free will. You're given a free will. You can do it whatever you want, like it says here. Rejoice, young man, while you are young. And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Follow the impulses of your heart. That's what's going on out there with all these drugs and people just do whatever they want. Follow the impulses of your heart and desires of your eyes. But know that God will judge your motives and your actions. That's what we're talking about. Like you can go out there and do what? You can go out there and do whatever you want, but once you see the big picture, you know, you're being tested. You're living in this laboratory. It's important that you and I, we do everything we can to please the Lord. And ever since He saved me, I like the song said, I failed Him so often, there's times I get faint in my heart. Because you really don't know what's going on when you're growing up, but when you have these scriptures, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. You can go out and do whatever you want, but once you realize you're living in a laboratory, you're being tested, and God is watching every move you make. It stands at the heart, and He wants the entrance, because He knows you're going to mess up, so He's trying to create a situation that so you don't get messed up, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. He's given you free will, but if you can give your will to Him and let Him do with you what He thinks best, and then you'll have a glorious end, and then you'll somehow, some way, somewhere, you're going to end up in that eternal age on the side of glory, you know? But see, once you know that, then it's a lot easier to overcome all the things that you're going through down here in life. Mm-hmm. Because you see the big picture. Mm-hmm. You see the purpose of it all. You see there's a devil out there. You see that you've been given free will. You see that you're living in this laboratory here. And once you know the big picture, just like Habakkuk, once Habakkuk saw the big picture and he saw what God is doing, he said, I don't care if the flowers bloom. I don't care if the fig tree don't grow. But at the end of the day, I'm just going to praise the Lord. That's all. That's what this today, the subject is about. Just lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, because He and He alone is worthy. Everything, like I say, everything you see out there, everything is there because of Jesus Christ. It was not created by Jesus Christ, but it was created because of Jesus Christ. And another thing that you and I are ever so grateful for, we have the whole counsel of God. We can go back in our mind, and we can go back and sit down with God, great eternal spirit, where it was just Him, and we can actually go back there in our mind and our hearts, and we can sit down with Him, and we can watch Him how He made that blueprint, and then He wrote it in the Bible, and then He said at the end of it, He had that blueprint, He's going to see to it that blueprint is going to be fulfilled, executed right to the T, because you and I, we have the whole counsel of God. We can see what's going on in America. We can see what's going on in Israel. And we just read the blueprint. We just read the script. And then we can just follow through with it. And we're going to see what's going to happen in America with George Washington's vision. There's going to be a civil war. God's going to clean out. And at the end of it, all that filth, all that garbage, all these drugs, all these Democrats, they'll just go right into that lake of fire, and and the rest is those that will be found faithful. They're going to have that glorious, America will be that glorious shining city on a hill. What Reagan talked about it, and Trump talks about it, prosperity and all that, that's all coming, eh? But first we got to be tested to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that era of time.
Mm-hmm. God has so many blessings here on earth, and where people don't understand that, we will all give an account, like, you're going to be held accountable for your actions in life. You can't just go along the road of life and think you can just exercise what you want to do. Like, these things all have consequences when you decide to follow the things of this world and the things of the flesh. There are consequences in that. But there are blessings in yielding to God and serving Him. And that is our only, there's a freedom of choice. But the freedom is actually to do what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the freedom lies, is when you glorify God and live a life that is upright. And in it, there are so many blessings. Of course, there's going to be people that will ridicule you, shun you, and put you out of their circle. But there's still the hours and the time spent with God are blessed. And spending that with people is not replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you decide, you rather have your friends and your acquaintances, and instead of walking that road with God,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't compare. That the friendship with man is not compared with the blessed hours that God has for you. And it's not saying that you shouldn't have any friends and this. It's just there's choices you make, and the choices you make in life are either going to give you blessings or they're not going to give you blessings.
Oh, many times I have to shake myself why the Lord's been so good to me. Like, the best thing He could have given me, like Beck said, it says, no man having left household, wife, children, all these things, for His sake and the gospel. I didn't know that all this waits for me simply because I did the deeds and the moral thing to do. I did what was right back in the day when I went up and exposed the hierarchy. And I was exposed that preacher, that spirit that's under, that I was under. I did not know that I'm going to be, just because I took a stand for what's right and took a stand for the Word of God, I didn't know that someday the Lord will bring us together, and here we're having a hallelujah time. We're having the best thing that the Lord could have done for me was to bring you on board, and the very thing that the devil attacks is to try to separate us. But see, God, His purpose in His heart, that's what He's going to do, because He saw we were faithful, and then He just keeps on giving and giving until our hunger is satisfied. Other than that, we can, I got so much to be thankful for.
That's right, and it's really the choices that we've made. We decided we're going to follow Jesus, and in that there are so many blessings. And if you decide to follow your own will and your way, and then I can truly say that's why a lot of people aren't blessed.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they ignore God and what God would have for their lives, and then they can't really truly say, like that says, bless the Lord, O my soul,
mm-hmm.
and all that is within me, bless His holy name. I can really say that because I can identify with that. I've experienced it so many times, and I can really say from the depth of my soul and my spirit, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just want to give You thanks, Lord. There's so many things You've done for us, where You've brought us from, and we've had blessed hours with You, Lord. And we just want to express our gratitude, Lord, for the
many things you've allowed us to see, you know, and we just want to other people, Lord, to be able to experience those blessings that are in you and in Christ Jesus, because you've provided it for everyone, but not everybody, they have a freedom of choice, a free will, and you can't bypass that. And we know that if people would only surrender, Lord, their will and ways to you, you give them so many blessed hours. So we just want to help people understand there's blessings in serving you and great joy unspeakable, full of glory. And we want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.